American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The House of Representatives passing a bipartisan bill aimed to increase Secret Service protections for major presidential and vice presidential candidates. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler.
The fact that this happened not once, but twice, but for a few minutes difference or a millimeter's difference, we would be having a very different conversation. Our election should be determined by votes at a ballot box, not by an assassin's bullet.
The Secret Service telling lawmakers that former President Trump was protected by presidential-level security when he survived his second assassination attempt last weekend while golfing in Florida. But Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says the Secret Service failed to do their jobs.
They would have searched that perimeter with dogs, with the canine units, and they didn't do that. And that would have literally sniffed that guy out long before President Trump ever even got on that course.
President Trump continues to make illegal immigration a central part of his bid for his second term in the White House. In a phone interview Sunday with Fox's Bill Malusian, he explained how he plans to deal with sanctuary cities. He refused to let local law enforcement work with immigration and customs enforcement agents.
I'll do anything that's necessary. There's nobody that knows more about sanctuary cities than the horror of sanctuary cities. All they do is protect very dangerous people.
At a Pennsylvania rally, the Democrat candidate for vice president, Tim Walz, let this slip about the last 4 years.
She simply has said it doesn't have to be this way. We can't afford 4 more years of this.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says, just listen to what Kamala Harris has to say.
The bottom line is that she wanted to decriminalize border crossings. She was against the border wall. Now she's for it. She wanted to abolish private health insurance. Now she says she doesn't. She was for EV mandates, but now she needs Michigan. So now, no, maybe she's not for EV mandates. She wanted to ban fracking. Now she's for fracking. She was opposing more police. Now she's for more police. This is the weather vane candidate who will just say anything to get elected. And we even saw it in our Fox News poll last week, and I'll leave it here. 55% of voters believe that Kamala Harris will say anything to get elected.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is making changes, but not everyone thinks it's for the reasons it states. Chris Woodward has more.
The CDC is revamping its Office of Health Equity to disclose disparities in health outcomes for foreigners, people of color, and the LGBT community. Twyla Brace of Citizens Council for Health Freedom says that's not what this is about.
I think the most interesting thing about this is what they're actually doing. Because what they're actually doing is they're putting this into a regulation that for the most part has not been touched since either 1973 or 2005.
In the current regulation as it stands today, Bray says that the words gender, equity, and intersectionality do not exist. So from her perspective, Bray says they are taking the opportunity in the final months of the Biden administration to try to put this health equity gender-focused policy into actual federal regulations.
This is less about access to care and all that sort of thing, as it is about them trying in the very last days of this administration to put their political agenda into a regulation to make sure that the words health equity and gender and intersectionality are all within the non-discrimination statutes where they are regulations where they are not existing today.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Bad weather is expected for millions on this second day of fall.
A strong cold front is traveling across the country, bringing the risk of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall, and or isolated tornadoes for parts of the Ohio Valley and the Tennessee Valley. We also need to pay close attention to a tropical system that will develop over the next few days in the Gulf of Mexico, potentially a hurricane and a strong one impacting the coast anywhere from Louisiana to Florida. So please pay close attention to the local forecasts for the latest updates, because there will not be a lot of time to react as we are expecting a landfall somewhere late week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.